the Hot Shot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's Never O'Clock. We are the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark D'Avola. And you know what? Let me ask you something. What normal household item do you think...
Spoon.
No, it makes me ponder life and the future.
A spoon.
Wrong again. A box of Q-tips. When I see it, it's like there's 500 Q-tips in a box. Okay, and I think, shit, you know, I use one every day when I get out of the shower. Where will I be when I need to buy another box of Q-tips? That's a fucking long time from then.
Well,
between boxes of Q-tips. You know what I mean?
When did you buy this box?
I have no idea. It's like almost, it's, you know, coming to a close. It's like, shit, that was a long time ago. And when I get my next box of Q-tips.
When you buy the next box, write the date in pencil on it. Or pen.
Well, I don't care how long it lasts. It's just more...
But I want to see how long... I'd be interested to see
how
long it lasts.
But it's more that I'm thinking about where am I going to be in life. I mean, life was so different, you know, like from when I bought the Q-tips to when I'm done with them.
A lot can change.
Yeah.
Very
ponderous.
I do like a good Q-tipping.
Well, some people don't believe in using Q-tips, which is pretty gross. Some people have the philosophy of just letting it fall out of your ear once it builds up so much. And I remember being a kid and seeing that. Like their mother apparently just doesn't clean their ears. And this just fucking gobs of goo just falling out of your ear. I remember seeing that. Like, that is gross as shit.
See, for me, I'm at work all day. I use my earbuds. So I got to do it a lot. I bring a pile with some to work because I like... It gets all, like, sweaty in there or whatever.
Oh, you know what's funny or gross? Not that long ago, I looked at my earbuds, and they had fucking grime all in them. Like, shit, it's jammed up in my ear all day.
Yeah, so what I do is I clean it.
I took something and started scraping shit out of there.
Yeah, I do that
too.
Like,
man.
That's why I would never use someone else's earbuds. That's like practically having sex with them.
I mean, yeah, I'll fucking ear.
And that's like wearing someone else's underwear or something.
Well, if it's clean, it's fine. But I don't know what's in earwax. Are there germs in there? That might be perfectly fine.
I don't know. It's gross, though.
It is. It is gross, but many
it's
things are.
It's weird how, like, your earwax, you could be all over it. You're just like, eh.
Well, it's like that with anything. It's like...
Well, is it like that with shit?
Yeah, it's like, oh, God, I just shit myself. I gotta go clean up. As opposed to, what the fuck? You put shit all over me!
I guess you're right, Ed. I mean...
Two different things.
I mean, I'm not swimming in my own shit. Like,
yeah,
fun.
But listen, if something happens, it happens. But if some dude took a bucket of shit and dumped it on your head.
Like, what's going on in the bathtub? Oh, that's my shit I've been collecting.
You know what?
I like to take a shit bath every once in a while.
I've heard that story about prison where a guy, well, he was in solitary confinement. And so he would just shit into a bucket and just keep it there and let it collect and collect. And then finally, when he... I don't know, he presumed there was enough shit in that bucket. He waited for the guard to come up, and then it fucking, bam, splashed it on him.
That's gonna be another 30 days in the hole there.
I guess. And then now the cop has to get, like, all these fucking shots and all this, you know?
Well, you know you can get high in that shit, too.
Oh, yeah, dude, when I eat my
Literally.
Shit? Oh, dude.
Not
I, fucking,
eat.
I take a bite out of it, and it's better than mushrooms.
I think we talked about a few months back where kids are putting in plastic bags.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're huffing your own shit.
Giving it a little sniff.
It's a methane? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's gross.
It's interesting how there's a lot of junior scientists out there just figuring out ways to get high on the cheap.
I was thinking about
without
this.
Without buying drugs.
I was thinking about this week, and I don't know about you.
Thinking about shit?
I do know about you, but... Bad as sometimes things get in life, I have never self-medicated in any way. I've never been sad and go, you know what, I need a drink. I've drank, but it's never because I'm sad or I'm angry or I'm stressed out.
Okay. Alcohol, yeah, I've never done that either. Alcohol doesn't do anything for me. It's not... fun. It doesn't, I mean, the situations can be fun where alcohol is involved. Like, you got some chicks over and we're all having some fun. Yeah, some drinks are okay. But I haven't had a drink in years. And, you know, I just don't need it. I get nothing out of it. Yeah, you know, sometimes shit sucks. And what's a drink doing for me? That's not going to make me feel better.
I know, but a lot of people turn to drinking.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I gotta.
Let me tell you something. A lot of people are fucking weak. And I will not allow weakness in my life.
I mean, how many times do you see people on Twitter or Facebook go, oh, man, what a rough day. I need a drink
all
when
the time. I hear people at work, oh, yeah, as soon as I get home, I got a bottle of this. And, oh, man, what the fuck?
You know
what I don't need that shit.
I find in my days,
listen, you give me a cheesecake in my car and I'm happy. I think I medicate with food.
Yeah, you're a food medicator.
Yeah.
You're like the Golden Girls.
You
would have fit right in that fucking house.
Dude, I would have been having a threesome with Rose and Blanche.
No.
If I'm there. Blanche was a whore.
Did Rose ever have sex in that show? We know why.
I think they all fucked at some point.
You know, what are the Ma?
Sophia.
Well, I call her Ma.
She's not your mother.
Be Arthur.
No matter how much you wish, and it breaks a real mother's heart.
I wish this dead woman, this fictional dead woman, was my real mother.
Over you, Mom. She's more of a mother to me than you ever were. But, yeah, as I recall, there have been episodes where they've had sex, so, like, pretty much all of them, I think.
I don't know. I like
not
that.
Not to the same frequency as Blanche.
Up. Speaking of 80s sitcoms, I was thinking today about Elf. Show. I don't know what that is, but
it's Elf.
Close, but way off.
No, it's not. It's perfect. Perfect pitch.
And it finally occurred to me why Willie hated Elf so much. Because you got this interloping alien comes and lives with you. He wants to fuck your wife. He wants to eat your cat.
And fuck your daughter at some point later on in the series.
Yeah, so he wants to fuck your wife and daughter and eat your cat. And he's friends with your son.
And you get nothing out of it. You'd think there'd be some perk to having an alien in your house, maybe some kind of alien technology. He didn't do shit for him. He just ate everything. He killed me. Telling bad jokes all fucking
day.
Did
you ever notice that they sort of took a storyline from I Dream of Jeannie 2 where like a certain dude knew about, like one guy knew about Elf, like their one buddy.
Did he? I don't recall. I mean, I haven't seen that show.
Just like
forever.
In I Dream of Jeannie, his one buddy knew about Jeannie.
And
I Dream of Jeannie, he really just like, dude, why aren't you, like, fucking her? I don't understand what you're
doing
here.
And why are you still... I mean, being an astronaut's cool, but why aren't you fucking president of Mars? You can fucking wish for anything you want, asshole.
Because whenever Genie wanted to do something, he'd be like, no
magic, Genie, no!
That was the dumbest
thing. That was always the premise. The same thing with Bewitched. The same fucking thing. No magic, oh! Don't make my cock 13 inches, no!
I know I married a witch, but listen, hear me out.
Listen, you knew what you were getting into when you married me. You knew I was a witch.
Listen,
okay?
But I thought you were going to, you know, he's acting like he married a drug deal, a drug addict. Back to that,
like,
again.
Listen, I thought you were going to stop using.
I thought you were clean.
Now you're using your powers again?
You just got your year chip from using black magic, and now all of a sudden, you made a pot roaster come out of thin air?
Any kind of fantasy type show from that time period was always, you know, we got to hide these powers and no one wants to fucking use them. Or maybe like one guy like, oh, come on, let's do this. And they're like, no way. That was very common.
But how come there's no, is there
Why can't we have a show where it's like, fuck yeah, let's do this. And it's just awesome shit they're doing because I have magic now.
You know about nerd stuff like comic books. How many comic book is there like anti-heroes, like guys with superpowers who just fuck shit up?
They don't. When they're anti-heroes, it's not them fucking shit up. They're usually doing like good things, but they go about it, you know, in different ways.
They kill people or whatever.
But there's just a lot of anti-heroes. There was a boom for those, so there's quite a few.
Because think about it, like
people like anti-heroes.
If you take like 100 people. Or not even, you know, if you pick a certain, an average person and give them powers, they're going to do, like, they're going to rob banks. They're going to do shit with it.
Well, would you rob, I don't know. It depends
kinda
on,
like that movie,
it depends on the power.
Yeah, you would. Right. Well, dude.
No, it depends on the power. If my power was to make my hair grow really fast, I'm not robbing any banks.
Well, that's true. Although you could.
A wig maker.
Although that would work because you shave your head. Like, this bald guy robbed the bank and you make it grow.
Nah, then so what? They have those like kind of skull cap things where actors look bald. Oh, which is that? There was a Bill Murray movie, Quick Change. Awesome movie. Old. You should check it out. I've told you to check it out before and you refuse. But
busy man.
He robbed a bank with Gina Davis and Randy Quaid.
Gina Davis is hot.
Well, I don't know about now. She was. But what he did, he dressed like a clown. And then...
he changed really quick.
Well, no, shut up. He dressed like a clown, Randy Quaid, and he went in to rob the bank. And inside, as the hostages, were Gina Davis and Randy Quaid. But Randy Quaid looked like a lumberjack. He had, like, long hair, a beard, and wear, like, you know, the checkered shirt. And when they all left, Bill Murray changed his clothes into some, you know, looking like a geek. And he walked out as a hostage. And meanwhile, no one could remember what anyone looked like because they were all kind of stereotypical versions of people. So, like, all the sketch artists, you know, looked like, you know, the fucking brawny guy. You know what I mean?
Well, you know that people don't pay attention to anything.
Yeah, you don't really know. So, if you want to rob a bank, you know, I don't remember what my original point was.
I know, you just decided to go on this long-winded, boring... Can we cut that out?
If you want. Speaking of, I got into my quick change
speaking
tangents.
Of nerd stuff, and I'm not, like, proud of this fact, but I've been...
I have less children.
The other day, I was so fucking frustrated because Hot Wheels released these limited edition Matchbox cards of all like classic retro stuff, like
the Ozzy ones.
No,
because they have the Angry Birds.
No,
they have those too.
Ecto One.
Oh, really?
You know, Smoking the Bandit.
You know what? You know those will be impossible to find in the store.
Was an A-Team, Knight Rider. So.
Assholes buy those up. I hear if you want to buy it, holy shit, you're going to pay a shitload of money.
I hear about it online, so I go to the fucking Kmart.
Good luck.
Which I never go to because that store sucks.
Yeah.
There was two Smoking the Bandits left. And I'm like, you know, I really don't care about Smoking the Bandit that much. It's a cool car, good movie or whatever. So I left. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to another Kmart. So I drove like 5-10 miles to another Kmart. Empty. They had the spot. Gone, of course.
Dude, that's how it is.
So I go to Walmart.
You actually should have bought the Smoking the Bandit.
So I go to Walmart. I'm fucking, what the fuck? They don't have them either. So I go to this other place. So I went to this
what
other
place.
What
kind of trek did you fucking go on for
I
a
went
toy?
To two Walmarts, two Kmarts, and Pep Boys. And I came away with one Smoking the Bandit car. Because I went back to that Kmart.
The original.
And the fucking, they only had one left, not two.
Full circle.
But it's fucking, these fucking collectors, man.
That's how it always is. Listen, when the Star Wars figures had their resurgence, like in, I don't know, 96, 97, they were out there in droves. Me and my friend, we'd be at the store, you know, buying a shitload of them. They'd be other geeks, usually fat older gentlemen. They'd be doing the same thing as us, and that's what they all do.
But listen, Mark, I'm going to enjoy these cars as a fan.
We're gonna crash.
Like I'll like even that? Open the shit up because I don't care. I don't. Yeah. I'm like, well, I'm 50. I can sell this, you know. And by the way, Hot Wheels, what the fuck is with limited edition? If stuff is selling this well, wouldn't you just keep selling it?
You know what? I don't.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, you're right. I don't see what they get out of the limited edition. Okay, it goes up in value, but the people at Hot Wheels aren't holding some back to sell off at auction, are they? It's for the collectors. Now they can sell it for more money. Does Hot Wheels get
because
anything out of it?
Normally, if you have something and it sells a lot, you're like, fuck, we got to make more of these. There's a high demand.
But maybe they do. Do you think they have some kind of way of
holding them back,
and maybe have a third party sell them?
I don't know, but they're already going for like 20. You know, I don't know what people actually pay for them yet because...
Well, you'll find some asshole to pay a lot.
I mean, remember when they that Hostess went out of business, people are selling Twinkies for like $90
a
box. Like,
I know.
You know there's a couple suckers like, ooh, I gotta buy, get into that.
Actually, that'd be kind of cool. Not the Twinkies, but those cars. I'm trying to think. What other toy stores around here?
Oh, and I went to Toys R Us too. So I went to like 7 stores in one day. And I was so...
You know what? You need to find an obscure place that sells them that people don't know.
Yeah, I went to Pep Boys. A car... They sell car parts. Who the fuck knew they even had Matchbox cars?
Yeah. That was a good idea.
But gone. Totally. Like, they have other cars, but that hook empty. And by the way, when you go to the Matchbox car aisle, there's so many empty spots. Well, and they're not from kids. Like, oh, I want that car.
No, they're collectors.
Fucking losers.
But you know what? That is a nice toy to buy kids because they're fucking like 97 cents.
That was always my go-to. You know, Like, whenever you go to the store with your mom and your kid, like, you want to get something.
Yeah, back then, it was probably like a quarter.
So you'd start off with something like, hey, can I get it? Like, no. Well, how about a Matchbox car? All right.
Yeah.
You know, shut you up. And back then, they were like 40 cents or something.
I know. I'm like, listen, you know, I'll tell my son, no toys. You're not getting any toys. But hey, listen, not that long ago, I mentioned the Angry Birds. And there was an Angry Birds Hot Wheels car. So, like, okay, you can get that.
They have some.
It's a dollar.
Probably collectors don't give a shit because they had a whole full stock of them. Atari game cars.
Yeah. Actually, I mentioned the Ozzy one. I did see the Ozzy one. And then there was like an AC/DC one. I don't think anyone cares about that either because it was there.
If it's there, no one cares.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to keep going. I was thinking, like, maybe I can tell everyone I know. Like, whenever you're in a store, look for me. I don't trust them.
You know,
like,
what? If it's a limited edition, how many times are they going to restock them with that?
That's what I'm saying. Well, it didn't say limited edition, but I assume it is.
Probably.
You need an inside man to tell you when they come in.
Inside guy at Hot Wheels? Who makes Hot Wheels? Is that Mattel?
Yeah. So you need a guy like...
George Mattel.
Like, as soon as they come, like, hey, we got a box. I'll hide it. Like,
You know what?
They can hide it in the back room for you.
I did that because my cousin worked at a department store at the time when I was doing the whole, oh my God, I need these Star Wars figures. And he would tell me, he's like, hey, we just put these out. And I'd fucking get my dumb ass over
there. But if you have someone who doesn't care about getting in trouble, they could literally just hide the fucking box.
Like, who cares?
And then I'll come in like, hey, you have any of those?
You don't have that. Yeah, listen, it's not a big deal to buy one car. Or you don't even have to do anything that'll get you fired. You can buy shit when you're at work, have the guy buy it for you, and you just reimburse him later.
Or you can just keep it in the back and for a while. See, what you need to do is figure out when they get the shipments in and then go there. Like, Walmart buys 24 hours. Just hop in there and,
Yeah, wait. Unfortunately, you're not the only guy with that bright idea. So there's going to be assholes wandering around waiting for toys.
Yeah. Speaking of bright ideas,
Light bright.
I came up with an invention.
Is it light bright?
It's hardly even practical, though.
I can't make shit with those little pins.
I figured out how... Light bright. I remember that game. Well, it wasn't even a game.
It's a toy.
Yeah. Very dangerous. It had a light bulb in it.
Yeah, and it's like, you know what? I'm no artist. I can't make shit.
So anyways, I was thinking about, you know how girls don't like some guys, like, get, you know...
Rape them?
Like, not rape, but they could work but for close. That, too. This could work for that. But, you know, the guy's, like, he's getting a little too ahead of himself, you know, with a girl they just met.
Oh, like, let's say you take a girl out, you know, on a date, and then you're maybe back at her place, and you decide to make your move, and then she thinks it's a little early.
So I decided, what about gag pussy stuffers? Like, how about...
Oh, I thought you meant a gag for her. Like, you have your own rape kit. I got duct tape,
like, the
gags.
Dude slips your... dude pulls your pants off, and all of a sudden, you see a fishtail sticking out of the vagina.
Okay, this is only for rape. Because if a woman is putting the brakes on the action and the man still somehow manages to take her pants down, he is a rapist. There's no innocent way that I'm not interested in this, but meanwhile, I'm still taking her pants off.
But wouldn't it be funny to see a fishtail or a squirrel tail?
More, yeah, as a gag, but it's not, that can't be used.
But then I said, well, that's not very practical, but what if you had novelty tampons?
Yeah.
Plus, and then that could be a goof with your boyfriend.
That's more of a joke. That actually, that doesn't help in the defense of sexual predators. Because if you're going that far, you'll have no problem fucking yanking some shit out.
But that would be a good gag for your boyfriend. Like, don't tell him you're on your period when he takes your pants down. There's like
instead of a string, it's a rat tail.
Mm-hmm.
Which, call me crazy, sounds kind of familiar.
You saying that I didn't come up with this idea?
I don't know. I mean, you yourself have said that every idea has been thought of already.
I know I have. Except for this one.
Mm-hmm. But I do like it. Any novel. Listen, funny shit. I like jokes. I'm like a dumb person.
We should do that, man.
Do you know how many inventions I have? And do you know how many inventions I've actually made?
And by the way, your inventions with the stripper smock.
That's easy to make.
Easy to make. What was the other one? Heated shoes or something.
That one's kind of hard.
You need to be a scientist.
You don't have to be a scientist, but you'd have to have some, like, kind of engineering, you know, you'd have to actually know how
to make. You know what I like to work is that fucking place that you see the commercial for with, like, send in your invention ideas. And you know they get, like, tons of just, like, crazy shit that, like, would never work.
I don't know how that works because I've actually done a little bit of research into patents and... It costs like a fucking shitload of money to patent something. That's why everything says patent pending. like, you put your shit out there and hope you make a little bit of money so that you could buy the patent.
Well, no, I think it's a long process, too.
Yeah, and it's fucking expensive as hell. So I don't know what kind of scam they're running. Send us your inventions. So, I mean, maybe they do help you out, but probably not.
They show the guy in the commercial, he made, like, it was like slip and slide, but it had, like, it would make it look like a car wash.
Yeah, I remember that commercial.
I don't know what the fucking... Good idea. By the way...
Slip and slide.
We talked about
that. Kids are fucking breaking their necks on that shit. How dangerous that is?
You know what I'm pissed about? That Art Institute has a new commercial.
I don't know if people even know what you're talking about, but the old Art Institute commercial.
I'll try to find it and post it on the podcast.
Do you like doodling?
Website. Yeah, like, do you like drawing?
Drawing.
Are you an artist?
No,
send away
not.
For this free pamphlet and test to see if you can join the Art Institute of Technology. And so this guy is sending you a pamphlet, and then you draw like a head. And I don't know, I guess you send it back in. Like, you're in. You can pay us $50,000 for the shitty degree that's useless. Probably not even a real university or anything.
Probably not. There's so many non-accredited schools.
But I love that commercial because it was just a dude, it was the cheapest piece of shit commercial. This dude standing in front of some, like a, I think it was like a draw, like a watercolor of a sports car.
Yeah.
You like drawing. So they have like some new like action commercial now.
Now.
It fucks everything up. It's not as funny.
I know. It's almost like when Cotton changed their song.
Ugh. Cotton had the greatest fucking jingle ever.
This is very sad. What? No, I'm not remembering it. What is it?
The touch, the feel of cotton.
The fabric of our lives. Yeah, it was kind of sad. It was good. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what it is now, but they changed it.
They made it like techno. It's like the touch.
Did they?
I don't know. Somebody's
making that up.
Yeah, it's like it's not good. Like they kind of have it now, but it's not as good.
You're not as good. I was thinking when you mentioned schools and, you know, bullshit schools about these new age assholes going to these non-accredited schools and coming away with some kind of a certificate or some mock degree.
But
and
you
now
know
they
what?
Walk around like they're like, oh, I'm a doctor of this, but it's fucking nonsense. Listen, now you sucker people in the shit.
I have a useless degree myself, so it's from a real college and it's a communications degree. So.
Yeah, I know. Well, at least it's a real degree. Yeah, listen, I have a useless degree, but it's from a real place.
I don't know how many times I've gone into, like, you go into these interviews and, like, yeah, I went to college. You're like, okay.
Whatever. Yeah, I know. They don't give a shit.
Whatever, man.
The person doing the interview is an asshole. They don't know what makes a good worker. They don't know anything.
You know,
everyone's fucking dumb.
There's no way I could prove this, but I would be an awesome hiring agent, or whatever they call them.
Listen, I am a good judge of character, and apparently most people are not.
And I'll tell you, now we're going to be patting ourselves on the back here. The reason...
You know what? My fucking back deserves patting, motherfuckers.
The reason...
You should all be patting my back.
The reason I think I'm really good at reading people is because I watch people. I'm not involved with people.
Exactly.
When you're fucking involved with people, and I'm not saying that
you don't see. When you're in the middle of it, you don't see what's going on. You need to take a step back.
It's like the difference between playing in the football game and then watching the game. I'm like, oh, look, that's what
happened. My analogy would be in the movie theater. You are sitting in the front row. It's really hard to get the whole frame
it's streaky
in there.
And
you know, you're
blurs.
Turning your head. You only see one part of it. Get up, walk all the way back to the end there, and then you see everything.
That's the way to do
That's
it.
That's where we are.
I
We're in the
watch.
Back, and we see everything.
I watch people. I know exactly what they mean. Man, so many times, like I peg people for exactly what they are. 2 seconds.
I trust
after
my
them.
Instincts always.
Mm-hmm.
And
like,
I don't give a fuck what somebody says. You are a fucking liar. I don't need proof of shit. I trust me, and I am 100% right every fucking
and
time.
That's why we're millionaires.
I know.
Wait.
Self-made.
Self-made dollaraires.
Yes.
Maybe. Depends. Let me check my account.
I'm a thousandaire. I got tax money.
Oh, I spent mine already.
Oh, good news. I finally got new fucking contacts. My eyes are just so comfortable now. My old contacts, when I had them in, felt grainy the second I put them. There must have been so much shit built up on those contacts.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and all torn.
There's tons of shit that builds up on them.
Yeah, because like, literally it felt like sand in my eyes. It's the second I put them in. These, oh my God, so comfortable. Like, I don't even feel them in. It's awesome.
That's what she said.
Can people stop fucking saying that?
You know,
They still fucking say it.
People,
enough repeating shit. I hear it all goddamn day at work. If anyone from work listens, shut the fuck up, motherfuckers. I know no one does.
You're fucking stupid. In jest, because of that's why I said it.
There's certain shit that people repeat over and over again. You think it's a funny joke. It's just a phrase. It's not the phrase that pays. It's just some dumbass.
You know what it is?
And you'll just say it, like, I don't know, like 5 times a day. You come up on somebody and you'll, you know, say whatever nonsense. You know, it's like a 3-word thing. You just say it. And, you know, people laugh just because they're being polite or they're dumb fucks like you. But it's not fucking funny. Apparently, you don't know what humor is.
Who, me?
I'm not talking to you.
Oh. I'm the one here.
Yes, I am.
No, it's like people are largely, the large population.
Ignorant.
Are very uncreative. They're not funny people.
Finally, everyone knows I'm better than them. Come on.
Yeah. So the problem is, they find something new comes out, like this fucking Harlem Shake fucking thing.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's this new dance craze. I'm gonna have an article on it.
Oh, you know what? I seen up on Facebook, one of the 3 people I follow on Facebook had some. It said it on there. I'm thinking, what the fuck is that?
So what happens is DJ comes out with this shitty dance song, and it's called the Harlem Shake. At some point in the recent...
You're going to have to show me.
In the last few months...
I don't want you to dance, but show me on the computer.
They started this new dance craze. Like I said, I either wrote an article already, or I'm going to, depending on when you're listening.
Oh, wait. Write the article, but along with the article, let's have a video of us doing the Harlem Shake.
See, that's the problem.
Isn't that funny? Everyone's doing that.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So people think this largely shitty song... And they all do the same dance where it starts off with one guy by himself dancing, and then all of a sudden it kicks in and everyone's doing some like random dance.
Let's actually do something funny. We'll put out a video, but we'll do something
funny. How about we just sit there?
No, instead of the Harlem Shake, once I see it, I'll come up with a different city and a different adjective, and we'll just do that. But something, you know, good. Yeah.
But anyways, so now everyone's doing it because, like, well, now we're going to do this because we're funny. Come up with your own fucking idea.
I seen a funny thing, and then I did that funny thing.
Do you know?
I'm funny.
Do you know how depressed I get when I do something and I figure out someone else has already done it?
Yeah, it does suck.
Even if I didn't do it, like, there's just a coincidence, like, shit.
Yeah, like, do you remember when I used to do stand-up, I had one joke, and I used it for fucking years. And then one day, I was listening to the Howard Stern Show way back when Artie Lang was still on. Then he said, it was a variation of it, but really close to my joke. I'm like, shit, can't fucking use that anymore. I've been using it for years, but he just said it now. So that means he invented it. It doesn't matter, I've been using it forever. You know, he's the famous
one. For a lot of things, whoever did it last is the one who invented it.
Who's ever famous for it? Yeah. Who's ever more famous? And I ain't shit. Or I'm not shit. I know I said ain't, sorry.
But you people, come up with your own shit. Alrighty, come on.
It happened again with a Family Guy bit. Or episode, I gave you this one bit, and then I seen it, you know, like a couple months later on Family Guy, and then I remember telling them, like, don't use that joke anymore. They said on a Family Guy.
Yeah, evidently I stole it from the future.
Yeah.
A future crook.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome? Future Shop. That's a electronic store in
Canada. So anyways, that Harlem Shake, so all of a sudden it's the number one song in the country because they're all of a sudden fucking Billboard's like,
stop saying all of a sudden.
Yeah, Billboard's like, hey, you know what we're going to do now? We're going to take YouTube views, and we're going to put that into the ratings for stuff. So now it's number one, which is stupid.
Everything's a spin.
It's not a song that you listen to on your own, and you're like, you know what? I could go for some listening.
Is it just a novelty type
thing? Yeah, you're not gonna put it on, you know, while you're doing your homework or something, or reading.
Well, you know me, I'm not putting shit on, but yeah.
True.
I can't read with stuff in the
background. Have you ever played a song? I guess when you were a kid, you might have, right?
You know what? When I was a young boy...
Let me ask the question, because they didn't... Have you ever listened to a song, like, in your house? Like, I'm going to listen to a song and put a CD on or a record.
Well, can I tell you?
I wanted to ask the question so the listeners knew.
I suppose. But let me explain why and how this came about. For one, I was a young boy, and one Christmas, somebody gave me a Walkman. So, you know... When I went to bed at night, I would just put it on.
Did you go, what the fuck am I going
to
do with this?
I never listened to music before, so I just put it on and found a station, and I would just listen to it, you know, at night. And, you know, I got nothing from it. It was the top 40, because that's just that I just happened upon that station, and you know, it was nothing. And then later on, once the batteries died, that was done. And then later on,
so once the you didn't think maybe I should get some new batteries?
No, like, because I didn't enjoy it. It was nothing. It was nothing to me.
You are some fucking.
I know. I'm some fucking genius.
Was this before or after your surgery?
I don't know.
Because I was thinking, maybe you don't like music because of that surgery.
Maybe.
Like they poked the wrong part of your brain.
If anyone doesn't know, I've had brain surgery before. And you know what? When I've heard people talking, like, you know, doctors and shit about brain surgery, there can be behavioral changes. I said behavioral weird. There can be, you know, changes in people from that. It's like, maybe I was altered a little bit. Maybe
that's
I'm
not. That's my theory. I thought of this week. I'm like, I think they poked something wrong.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm because the way I am because my brain was messed with.
It's a very rare thing for people not to be interested in music in some way.
Or be interested in anything.
That's true.
Food and pussy.
Yeah.
In that order.
Well, you like movies and stuff, too.
Yeah, no, I listen. I like books.
But that music
like
thing
stuff.
Is just weird.
It's music. I don't give a shit.
Especially for me, because I come from a place where, like, from a very young age, it's all I did was listen to music.
Wait, also another music instance in my life. There's only two that I can think of. But also, I was maybe in the seventh grade. And in my area, that's when you go to the high school. Like, high school was 7 through 12. So there I am at lunch, sitting at an empty table, of course, and some older guy comes up to me, and he starts jerking me off. Now, he must have been some loser, too, but he was like a fucking senior. Imagine you being a senior, and you want to go hang out
with
so
you're like 17
grade.
Or 18, and you're hanging out with
what how old are you in 12, seventh grade? 13?
20, yeah.
Did you say 20?
No.
It was 20,
well,
yeah.
In your school, maybe.
Yeah. Dude, there was like a guy who's like fucking 28, still in high school, not even a senior, and one year, they just eventually like, listen, you can't come back here anymore.
You're
that's
criminal.
That's a lot. I mean, that happened like more than that. That wasn't like a rare thing. That, I mean, it wasn't super common, but it happened, you know, more than once.
Did he date high school girls?
I don't know.
Because, I mean,
but at some point, they would just tell the guy, like, you know what? You know, you graduated this year. You can't come back.
Because how are you like, yeah, I gotta go to school. Oh, where do you go to college?
Oh, no, I'm still in the elementary school over at
how old are you? 28.
But okay, so this loser senior sits with me at the lunch table and he strikes up a conversation, and so he's kind of like a headbanger type guy with long hair.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, he was actually a cool guy. And he was starting to talk about music, ask me what I liked, and of course I don't have an answer for him. And he's like, "You like Aerosmith?" And I was like, "Yeah, yeah." So the next day he brings me a tape, an Aerosmith tape that he made for me.
That is the. This guy
was such a fucking loser. He wanted to be my some kid's friend.
He wanted
bad.
To be a lover. I think.
I know. I
who's making a fucking mixtape?
He might have blown me if I asked him.
I mean, who the fuck's been? Ooh, I met this young kid today. I'm gonna make him a mixtape.
But so then I listened to that Aerosmith tape, and you know I liked it. You know I like Aerosmith to this day. I'm not listening to them, but I you know
whenever
cool.
when you listen to Aerosmith, you think of that long haired beauty.
Where did he go? What happened
to
that
lunch
guy?
With. Did he ever buy you lunch?
I don't think he actually ate lunch. I don't remember him eating.
He just went around and made people mixtape. Like, I gotta go because there's a kid.
There's another kid I'm making a mixtape.
Yeah, there's
for.
A kid who's got study hall right
he
now.
He likes AC/DC.
I gotta slip in and give him his mixtape.
I'm not giving everyone Aerosmith mixtapes. You know, you get the Aerosmith, yeah, because you're cool. There's other kids.
See, when I was a kid, music was so big. I joined Columbia House, and when my first package came with my 12 CDs plus one free,
for 3 cents.
Yeah, it's like for 3 cents you get 12 CDs. That was like the greatest day of my fucking life. I'm not even kidding. I was at my grandparents and
better than the day you lost your virginity?
Yes. Because
was that a good day?
Not really. It's like, oh, that's it.
You know what? Yeah, go come back to your Columbia House story in a minute. But the same thing with me. It was like, you know, I mean, I wasn't 32 like you. I was a little younger. But you know what?
I was 20, 32. Big difference. 12 years,
yes,
at least.
Yes. I was 14, as we all know. And it wasn't anything. You know? It's like, it was cool. I liked it. But it was nothing.
Plus, you don't even know what you're doing, so it's not like...
Oh,
it's...
yeah. I did... listen, you know, with that first girlfriend, we did it like maybe 3 times. And technically it's sex because it was penetration, but I really did nothing. I don't know what the fuck was going on. But and then they're like, I don't know, like a couple months after it happened, I remember talking with my cousin and he mentioned sex or being a virgin. And I said, I'm like, I'm not a virgin. He's like, yes, you are. I'm like, no, I'm not. No, I did. Remember the girlfriend I had? And he's like, what? If you had sex with her, you would have called me right away.
Like while you were in
because
mid-coitus, you would have called.
Because as a virgin, he has this idea in his head that when you have sex, it's going to be so fucking awesome. You want to go tell everyone. And what I had is like, all right.
I think, too, when you first have sex, you want to play it cool. Like, yeah, it's cool.
I wasn't playing it cool. I think I was still me caring about shit.
I'm part of the fucking club now.
Well, there's no club. No club would have me as a member.
Yeah, but on top of... number one for me, my Columbia House CDs.
Oh, go back to that.
Number one.
You were at your grandparents' house. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was at my grandparents' house standing overnight. I call my mom.
Like, Mom, Columbia!
Like I might do in the morning, and she's like, yeah, and I knew it was coming, so I'm like, did it come in? Like, yep. Like, Grandpa, take me home. That's it.
Take me home, old man.
Time to go.
Done with you.
Got home, I ripped open the CD, got all 12 CDs. It was so great.
Christmas all over.
It was like people would, you know, put money in the bed and swim in it. I put the CDs in the bed and start swimming.
Cut yourself. Oh, this hurts.
You know what sucks though? You'll never get like.
Plus, you can't sink.
You never get those moments back. Like, you'll never be like, I'll never like get 12 CDs. Well, maybe I could, I guess.
No, it's. You can't get that moment back because that was something new. That was a new experience. Yeah, you can buy 12 CDs, but that's not going to mean shit. When you get older, all the new things are done, pretty much. What are you going to have? What's there to look forward to? Dying?
Well, you know what there's to look forward to? Another podcast tomorrow.
Yes, the next episode of the Hotshot Whiz Kids at hotshotwhizkids.com.
Although we should skip tomorrow, seeing we went so long today.
Yeah, I know. We did do a little long.
You got a bonus, you
bastards.
Yeah,
remember for a while we were doing like fucking 45-minute episodes?
Yeah, but then we decided to go every day, so.
Yeah. Yeah, we stretch it out.
So check out hotshotwizkids.com.
Like my penis, I stretch that out too.
Don't forget we have a phone number you can call.
Yes.
We did have one message this week, but I think it was I should play that sometime this week.
You gotta, let me hear that.
It wasn't like a real message. I think it was the wrong number because the guy's like,
hello?
That's what he did. And then you hear him, like, you hear him hang up the phone.
Yeah, that's funny.
But anyways, it's 716-220-8586.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I hope so. And
if not, talk to whoever's there. Who cares?
You'll figure out the wrong number pretty quick.
Full sodes, mini sodes, shut up and watch the movie, and maybe some other shit. I don't know.
Oh, the Tinsley Reagan interview, if you haven't listened
to
it.
Yes, Third Wheel. Music review sometimes.
We might get an Emmy for it.
Yeah.
Or Grammy or something.
Or we won't get an Emmy for it.
Ah. Hotshot was good. Hotshot was good.
Yes.
Though.